Islam and feminism so often portrayed as opposites. Often when I tell people, you know, they'll say, oh, we studied women activists in a Muslim country. It must be so terrible for them. Certainly, there are places where that is the case. But what I found quite interesting about Indonesia is the way that for many women, Islam and women's rights were not at all incompatible, that they were able to interweave these things and without a lot of difficulty. The way they understood Islam and the way they experienced Islam as a religion was a religion about peace and social justice. And so for them to then extend that to the arena of women's rights and equality was not something all that difficult.
Indonesia has gone through a lot of changes in recent decades. Overall, how would you describe activism as far as women's issues in Indonesia at the moment?
Well, it continues, I think, to have quite a vibrant tradition of women's activism. It's something that started many decades ago, but certainly picked up steam in the 1990s. And I think it really has a very interesting and diverse women's movement, where you have groups that define themselves as secular and that take on a very strong feminist position. You have many different kinds of Muslim women's organizations. You have other religions have women's organizations as well. And then you also have more conservative women who, you know, may have a different take on their vision for the country. But I think certainly for the past two decades or so, there's been a real strong trend for pushing for greater women's rights and equality in Indonesia.
It has been suggested that Islam is perhaps not an appropriate framework for women's rights because of Islamic law being not compatible with modern principles of individual rights and equalities. How do Indonesian women deal with those dynamics of rights and equality within Islam?
That was a question that I also had, I think, when I began my research. I certainly assumed that Islam posed many problems for women. But what I found is that in Indonesia, you have diverse ways of understanding Islam, and that some of the activists I met, although that those are often very conventional interpretations, that they felt that those actually might be wrong interpretations and might be actually sort of misunderstandings of the religion. And they felt that if you go back to the text and you look at them in a more sort of holistic way, that you can derive different kinds of interpretations. There's a real movement at present for trying to reinterpret Islamic law in ways that emphasize women's equality with men.
Women's rights extend, obviously, into the political sphere, as they do in many areas around the world. And how has women's rights and activism in Indonesia affected politics there?
Yeah, and that's an interesting question because in some ways, I think a lot of women activists have been somewhat disappointed since the democratization began in 1998 that women have not yet gained a stronger foothold in politics. Certainly, there have been women in politics for a long time in Indonesia, not in large numbers and often not at the highest levels, but there have always been a few women cabinet ministers. There have certainly been women in the parliament. So that's not unprecedented, but the numbers are not great. And I saw many women activists there, I think, become a little bit disillusioned because they had sort of expected that with democratization, with the opening up of the political sphere, Megawati, of course, was the president for several years, but she was not an advocate for women's issues. So, you know, women's rights activists in Indonesia never really embraced her. So that is an area, I think, where, you know, there's still a lot of ground to be covered there.
What are some of the big women's issues that affect residents in Indonesia at the present, and how does that interface with their Islamic faith?
The issues that women face in Indonesia are in many ways not that different from what you see around the world. Certainly poverty, health, particularly reproductive health. In poorer areas, it's still the case that families will sometimes prioritize their sons for education. So that's something that women in Indonesia are also concerned about. Violence against women, domestic violence. We have in Indonesia thousands and thousands of women migrate overseas who worked as maids, often in the Middle East or in Eastern Asia. Often in that process, their rights are not respected. It's easy for them to be exploited by their employers or sometimes the agencies that send them. And then finally, you have some issues that are specific to Muslim religion. So, for example, a debate over polygamy has been ongoing in Indonesia.
Women activists in Indonesia, how much do they draw from their Western counterparts, and how much do they draw from perhaps other women in the region specifically?
One of the things that has long fascinated me about Indonesia is that many Indonesians, and the activists are no exception, I think are kind of very eclectic in how they draw from different cultural influences. And so many of the activists that I talked to, both whether they were religious activists or not, were certainly very influenced by ideas of feminism and equality and human rights, and that was very important to them. They were involved in coalitions and networks with groups in Malaysia and Thailand and elsewhere in the region. And that's really important because some of the issues that they're dealing with are really regional issues more than simply national issues. And while they share much with women's rights activists and feminists in the West or in, you know, Europe or America, that certainly they have their differences and they have issues that are specifically important to them as Asians.